From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Andrea Seabrook. Now, an update on politics in Venezuela. Last month, opponents of President Hugo Chavez narrowly defeated a referendum that would have given Chavez limitless opportunity to seek re-election. Now he's urged his supporters to launch a drive to remove constitutional term limits so he can run again in 2012. As NPR South America correspondent Julie McCarthy reports, Venezuela's once fractured opposition is now unified and strategizing on next steps.
Venezuela's university students have emerged in 6 short months as a powerful voice for the opposition, with a movement that organizers estimate is 100,000 strong. Their first foray into Venezuelan politics came last June. Students clashed with the government over its refusal to renew the broadcast license of one of the country's most popular and anti-government television stations. By November, tens of thousands of Venezuelan citizens had joined this student-led demonstration to denounce the bid by Chavez to expand his powers. A majority of the voters sided with the students in December, voting down the referendum that would have allowed Chavez to seek re-election as long as he wished. Students are now regrouping.
He said that if I became communist, they're going to kill me.
Student organizer Frank Calvino jokes with his fellow students on the campus of the University of Venezuela as they debate next moves. It's important to have a new ideology, one that is more inclusive and more ethical, says Jonathan Maynard. The 20-year-old, reared in a home of ardent Chavez supporters, is now a member of the student opposition. Senior opposition leader and former presidential candidate Teodoro Petkov says university students have played a vital role at crucial times throughout Venezuela's history, and in taking on the policies of Hugo Chavez, he says this generation's students are no different.
These are the same students as American students against the Vietnam War, the same students of Kent University, of Berkeley, or students as in France in May 68. They made the same thing that students all over the world do when they bump against injustice.
The biggest injustice, according to former student leader and mayor Leopoldo Lopez, is the failure of the Chavez government to safeguard the rights of all citizens, regardless of their political views. Lopez points to the myriad Chavez-inspired social programs that the government says have reduced poverty, improved health, and lowered illiteracy.
Unfortunately, many of these social programs that are being sold outside Venezuela as miraculous programs are programs that are only for those that support his political ideology. He no longer represents hope, he represents power.
Mayor Lopez attends a rehearsal of the student orchestra in his municipality of Chacao, which Transparency International declared a model of good governance. But his outspokenness and popularity, he was reelected with 85% of the vote, has attracted unwanted attention. The Harvard-trained 36-year-old with boyish looks says he has been the target of more than 24 state criminal investigations and 3 assassination attempts. Despite that, he remains on the front lines to form what he calls a new majority.
The challenge that we have ahead is to present Venezuelans not with an opposition agenda, but with an alternative. We want the Venezuela where, independent of the way you think, your rights are your rights, with no exclusion, with no privileges. And that's a Venezuela different from the past, and it's different from what Chavez has done for a decade.
Among the young mayor's strongest allies are the students, who have been accorded rock star status since helping to defeat Chavez in December. Well-wishers at this student-organized concert swarm Freddy Guevara, a national student leader from the Catholic University in Caracas, whose Tom Cruise looks may have as much to do with his popular appeal as his message of national reconciliation. Freddy autographs T-shirts and bends down to listen to old ladies who pat his cheeks with grandmotherly affection. 75-year-old Flor Ortega says, "The student movement has been like the angels of our democracy. We were very sad," she says, "and they inspired us." 83-year-old Beatriz Alcantara joins people a quarter her age on this night of folk music, rock, and rap. And she has choice words for President Chavez, whom she blames for fanning the flames of divisiveness. Power has made him sick, she says. I ask him, as many Venezuelans do, to rectify the situation and look for unity and for peace. He has spoken enough nonsense, she says. This is a democracy, she says in a frail voice, and I am not afraid. 21-year-old Freddy Guevara says the students have helped restore a sense of hope among those who believe the opposition was incapable of mounting any genuine challenge to their charismatic president. He says they're doing it by taking the focus off Hugo Chavez and putting it on democracy.
Not much time will pass for the government to do something anti-democratic, and not more time will pass for the students have to go for the street and fight for the right.
You know, each time you go to the streets and you become stronger, the government will push back harder.
Yeah. I think that what we have in control is the nonviolence. If you go to the street with the nonviolence, you don't give the government the excuse to make a big repression.
Congressman Luis Tascon, a passionate Chavez supporter, is not that impressed by the opposition or its arguments. He stresses that Chavez attained power through democratic election and re-election and still enjoys tremendous support, especially among the poor. Nonetheless, Congressman Tascon says Chavismo itself needs a review in light of the December loss at the polls. The elites, those in high office, are interested in power. They have lost the sense of what the authentic problems are, crime being the biggest one, the congressman says. The opposition's defeat of Chavez's referendum last month appears to have slowed down his socialist experiment. President Chavez has opened the year emphasizing instead everyday issues such as crime, milk shortages, and inflation. Veteran opposition leader Teodoro Petkov admits that the anti-Chavez forces ceded power to Chavez when they boycotted earlier elections. But Petkov says expect the opposition this year to resort to the one tactic left to it, mass protest.
So it's the street is the real scenario for us.
The next electoral test for the opposition comes later this year when the country elects mayors and governors. Julie McCarthy, NPR News.